has been the biggest difference for you this season?
I think just enjoying the process, man. Just enjoying it, embracing it, and having fun with it, really. Believing in the guys in this locker room, man. As y'all know, it's not about me. I'm not a selfish player. Without these guys, I don't think any of this stuff can happen.
But 8 tackles and a quarterback sack on Sunday, 2 tackles for losses, you are individually having an outstanding season. I mean, and Bill said that basically you use a couple of techniques. A lot of D linemen like using an array of techniques. You use one or two that you've basically got down to a science. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yeah. Just take a few things, 2 or 3 things, and get real good at it. And that's what I've been doing the whole year. You know, not trying to do 10 different things and not be good at neither one of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, find the two or three things that I can be good at, you know, work on it every day, which I do work on it every day, do it on Sunday.
Do you feel you're having a Pro Bowl season?
I think I'm having a great season, man. You know, a real great season just you know, overall. But still leave a lot of stuff on the table. I get mad at myself for not finishing, you know, a lot of plays, and I just got to do better.
Did you hear that Rex made the Jerome Brown comparison? I don't know how much you know about him, probably before you were even born.
I don't read up on myself, man. But somebody did say that he laughed about it, and then after the game, he wasn't laughing about it. So, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a great thing.
Do you what do you think has been the biggest difference in your game, like, this year as opposed to, like, the previous couple?
I mean, just growing. I mean, growing, growth-wise, growing. Growing in the defense, you know, third year in the scheme, still learning a lot of stuff. I still watch a lot of people, teams that play the 3-4 scheme and, you know, the way that the players play it. And, you know, I just go out and watch it and enjoy it and, you know, take it on the field and try it out.
Who do you watch anybody in particular?
You know, I mean, just not one person. I mean, okay. I just watch, you know, just scheme-wise. Okay. And I think it's helped me a whole lot.
What does it mean to you to have your coordinator and your teammates have total trust in you, in your individual ability?
I mean, I think it says a lot for those guys to really actually trust me, and they know that I'll be there, and just not doing anything crazy. I mean, I think with this defense that, you know, playing the position that I play, that you have a lot of responsibilities, and those guys trust me and know that, you know, I'm going to get it done, and the same thing goes for them. You know, I trust them, know that they'll be in that spot where they should be.
I know you talk a lot about you don't care about individual accolades and stuff like that, but it's the human part of you, would you be ticked off, frustrated if you weren't named to the Pro Bowl?
I mean, I would be mad, but, you know, I don't control those type of things. The only thing I can do is I control what I do on Sunday, and that's go out and play hard.
You're getting all of your hometown to hop on online and go for you. It sounds like, you know, Billy said the coaches, the players, they all know that, you know, it just seems like a national recognition for fans. Probably this is what's holding you back.
I mean, the hometown is, I always think behind me, man. It ain't too many. There ain't a whole lot of people there, but, you know, behind me no matter what. And, you know, they support it. And they support it, you know, any kind of way they can.
Coach, what's changed with this defense the past 2 weeks? You have those 2 45-point games. You're not only playing better, but you're closing out games. What's been the biggest difference?
I think everybody just locked in on what they got to do, man. That's the most part about it, and tackling. You know, I think we've tackled a whole lot better in those early games. We missed a bunch of tackles. That's not us. So we knew what we had to do. We had to rally the boys out, and everybody run to the football. That's what you see on the film.
Is this Arizona offense the best test to find out just how far you guys have come since giving up 45 points in back-to-back weeks?
I mean, it's a really, really good team. I mean, across the board, they're really good. In the backfield, I think their O-line is really good. They've got some very good plays on the O-line. Receiving core, quarterback, it's going to be a challenge.
You know, whereas you guys are more concerned with keeping Tyrod Taylor in the pocket so he can get away from you, is it imperative to get to Carson Palmer to make him give up the ball and get him on the ground?
And I think the main thing is to worry about us. It's not about them, it's about us. If we do what we got to do, stop them, give our offense the ball, create turnovers, then, you know, that's what's going to come down to. It's about us, not about, you know, it's not about them.
Mm-hmm.